This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So happy to be with you. I want to first apologize. On Friday, we ran a show. I had my guest host, one of my producers. He did the show, used some very unsavory language. Not exactly sure how that didn't get caught, but if you happen to have gotten that hour of the show, we apologize. I apologize on behalf of the program directors, who put a lot of faith in me and my team to put together a show that is, I call it PG-13. We're not going to be, you know, such prudes that, you know, I'm not a G-rated show per se. I don't think we say anything that's strictly super controversial. We have a little fun, tongue in cheek here and there. But what we did last Friday went above and beyond and never should have aired. And we are certainly making the changes necessary to make sure that never happens again. So my apologies. And the professional people that work at your station, they do their best to make sure that things like that don't occur. But occasionally we all make mistakes. So I'm not going to blame my team members or whatever. I fall on the sword for what happens on this program. And please do not blame your station, the station managers, the station owners, the program managers and directors. It was not their fault. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. I was in New York, and the reason I was there is twofold. One, I went to the Gold Glove Awards for the Major League Baseball. It's for all the best defensive players. And what an event. I love going to this event. A friend of mine, Ray Mira, is one of the people that puts the event on behalf of Spalding. And I have to tell you, first class, number one, event. My son loves it. He gets to meet all these, you know, Major League Hall of Famers, Andre Dawson, Omar Vizquel. Our good friend Ozzie Smith was there again. Ozzie looks like he's getting younger every year. The guy looks like he can still play. I met the guys that do the analytics for baseball. Really interesting story there. And who else? Well, of course, Derek Jeter, he got what's called the Hart Award, because Derek does a lot of stuff outside of baseball that's really important, so they highlighted his charity, and many others. I mean, it's just such a great group of folks, and of course, my buddy Joe Piscopo is the one who emceed it. So it was at that event, and then I went to the ZOA event, which is a big Jewish event, and here's what's so cool about this. The person who invited me to this event, which is put on by Sheldon Adelson, one of the most wealthy benefactors to the conservative movement out there, they wanted me there because they see how the Jewish community and the black community can work together and change politics, conservative politics, because many of the Hollywood Jews are secular. They don't care about their religion. They don't care about Israel. This group is conservative. They say to themselves, they have the same lament of blacks like me that say, what in the heck would we be voting Democrat for? We have nothing in common with them. So it was so cool to be among those types of folks. They honored people that I didn't know. So culturally, I was glad to meet those folks. And, of course, there were people there that I did know. Joe Lieberman and many other political Jewish folks. And I'm not saying Lieberman considered himself a moderate. And I was with Lieberman in Paris, 3 months ago? No, it's been longer than that, probably 6 months ago. So, look, I'm not concerned about his politics. The majority of people at this event were the power brokers in the Jewish community who want to see real change, and I'm flattered that they want to work with somebody like me. So, needless to say, you know, I was the skunk at the picnic party, in a sense, because I stood out. But I wasn't considered a skunk. I mean, contrary to what people may have you believe, these were very ingratiating folks wanting to work with my team. So, that being said, that was my rationale for being in New York, and it was such fun to be there. And it's always a good for me to visit, but I don't really like to live there. And I could tell you, you know, story after story. Found some pot. Just walking along, it was at a park, found some pot. So there's a kind of an interesting story. Tried to turn it over to five or six police officers, and they go, can't take it, can't take it, can't take it. They had the Veterans Day parade while I was in New York, and that was a thrill. Seeing all the veterans, young and old, a lot of Vietnam vets are now starting to come out and discuss, you know, what their lifestyle has been post-war and starting to get their due. So that was fun as well. Anyway, we got a ton of stuff to talk about today. Why? Because President Trump is in Asia still and making mad progress. And there are many signs that I noticed over the weekend that point to the success of Donald Trump and his agenda. And I want to go through some of that. So I also want to talk about the people who still suffer from Trump derangement syndrome. So I'm going to get into that in the next segment. And then, again, I want to talk about what I'm calling, and I think is being known as, the Trump jinx. And it has to do with people who go against Donald Trump and what's happening in their lives. How are these people being impacted? Is Trump winning or is the left winning when it comes to being anti-Trump? Now, we can begin this thing by talking about foreign policy. And one of the things that I'll give you an example, Barack Obama never did use the Navy 7th Fleet to do war games, if you will, in the South China Sea and over in that area of the world. The last one it was done was in 2007 under Bush. And so people wonder, why does Kim Jong-un, why is he coming out so much and now being very defiant? Well, he was left alone to build his nuclear program that Bill Clinton ushered in on his behalf. And then Barack Obama left him alone. He let Iran and North Korea go along their merry way, two of the most crazy regimes in the world, going along to build nuclear weapons. And he did nothing. And so now we're dealing with the fallout. So now Kim Jong-un's finally being treated like the fat little ugly kid that he is, and he's rebelling. He's not going to win. The media is not going to win this battle. And it's funny that, and this touches on what I want to get to in one of the segments. How's Donald Trump? Donald Trump called him, I said something along the lines like, I won't call him fat and short and fat, you know, even though he called me old. And normally, comedians on the left, they pick up on this stuff and they go to beat up Trump. He's not presidential, but something very different happened. Anyway, a lot going on, folks. We'll be back in just a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Why do we bother to listen to people like Bernie Sanders, to anybody on the left? Why do we listen? Why is George Clooney somebody we listen to? This guy's name is Ron Perlman. He tweets, and he's anti-Trump. And I finally just got in his butt the other day. I just went after him. I did. And I'm like, why should we listen to you? He's the guy that played the lion in Beauty and the Beast. When they remember when they had Linda Hamilton and they did she had a lion looking dude that protected her or whatever. That was the dude. And they didn't even need makeup. He's an ugly guy. Oh, you know what he's in? They canceled the show, but it was something of anarchy. The biker gang. And he was the leader of the biker gang. Super ugly dude. Not trying to be mean, but he is. And he always comments, he's anti-Trump. This is a guy that you'd say to yourself, shut up, what do you know? He knows nothing. If we've learned anything from the left over the past decade, I mean, certainly longer than that, but let's just say the past 6 months, is they're liars. They're disingenuous liars. Worst people on the planet. They will steal from you faster than anybody and rationalize it. They will beat their wives and rationalize it. They will pretend that there's some atrocity happening to blacks and take a knee when there's nothing happening. They will pretend that they love women and they will protect them when they're the ones doing the worst to them. I'm telling you, if we've learned anything, we've learned they are the most crooked, vile people on the planet. They get mad. But give me some equal examples.
Oh, Kevin, what about that Roy Moore?
Unsubstantiated nonsense? That's what I would say to you. By the way, 30 years ago, I heard you molested a little boy in your neighborhood.
What are you talking about?
Why not? Could it have happened? Have you been around any little boys 30 years ago?
Yeah,
well, maybe one of them talked. Reminds me of that joke where the guy, the little Chinese dude sitting on the thing, and the guy says, the guy, I don't remember the whole joke, but it was something like, he says, he won't talk to the guy that comes up to him and says, hey, can you give me some gasoline or something? And he says, well, maybe I'll ask the cow for gasoline, and the cow will tell me,
well, you know, maybe he's got some gasoline, I don't know, whatever.
So he's talking like the animals, and finally he says, well, maybe I'll ask the sheep. And the whole Chinese guy goes, sheep, she lie, she lie. Oh, you kind of get the joke, right? Even without me telling it right, you get it. So why do we listen to them? There's no reason to listen to them. They don't have a politician that makes a lick of sense. Tell me any policy Barack Obama had that has to do with your money, and I'll tell you, it was ridiculous. It wasn't going to work. Obamacare. He ripped us off. I'm $60,000. I don't know what it is total, but it's probably, I know I'm at least $30,000 light because of Obamacare. And I think it's higher. I'm talking about just premiums. Told you guys this year, before I would be able to use my insurance, I will have spent $29,000. What kind of insurance is that? I don't know what would have to happen to me, and I know $29,000 doesn't go a long way in the medical field, but doggone it, it goes quite a ways. So, he's done nothing. They can't point to anything that Barack Obama didn't help the economy, he didn't help blacks in unemployment, he didn't help businesses reinvest. In fact, most businesses are looking for things offshore. They're leaving their money offshore because they don't want to bring it back to his tax plan. Most of you are not looking to do better in life. You're trying to just get by. But they want to make you believe he's something else. So we have Bernie Sanders, who is still exalted by the left. They love this guy. And Bernie Sanders, 5 years ago, actually 6 years ago, Democratic contender, described the socialist rule Venezuela as a more suitable exemplar of the American dream than the United States. And he wrote an essay. And here's what he essentially said. These days, the American dream is more apt to be realized in South America in places such as Ecuador, Venezuela, Argentina, where incomes are actually more equal today than they are in the land of Horatio Alger. That's how silly this man is. Despite Venezuela receiving trillions of dollars in oil revenue over recent decades, they're in the midst of an unprecedented economic collapse. And it is exactly because of the redistribution programs that Sanders extolled as a model for the U.S. economy that they are suffering. Grocery store shelves barren, hospitals no access to vital medicines, rationing underway, riots in the streets of Caracas. Triple-digit annual inflation is set to jump, they said, to 2,300% in 2018. And that was an article that was written at the end of written earlier this year in 2017. And guess what? The projected Venezuelan inflation rate is currently 2,600%. They thought it was going to be 2,300 in 2018. It's at 2,600 now. What do you think it's going to be later? Let me explain inflation to you in this respect. You don't even go to work to get a check. You have to go to work to barter. That barter is, I do this and you give me food. Because by the time you get your check, it's worthless. I've been there. I didn't experience it. I've been in a culture where they got their checks from their employer. The wives would wait outside of a business, grab the husband's checks, run down to cash the checks in, and then go run to the grocery store and buy everything they could on that check. They didn't save a nickel because it didn't do any good. The only thing of value is your service at that point. And you better hope you have a service that people need. For example, let's say you fix engines and people's engines are breaking down. They got to get from A to B. I don't know, whatever it is. But it better be valuable, because if it's not, you're not getting fed. Nobody cares about your worthless paper, Venezuelan money. An intensifying political crisis that spiraled since 2014 has weighed heavily on the economy. Gross domestic product is expected to, get this, contract 6% next year, after shrinking an estimated 12% in 2017. This is what socialism vets. It gets you nothing except the worst possible conditions. And yet, what do you see these people doing? Constantly. Constantly Bernie Sanders telling you redistribution's the way to go. We were headed there until Donald Trump stepped in. The Central Bank of Venezuela stopped publishing their inflation data in 2015. That's why. They didn't want to tell you. We are so hyperinflated, our currency is worthless. Go try to exchange Venezuelan money on one of these exchanges. There was one by my hotel in New York. If I'd taken Venezuelan money in there, they would have laughed at me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service, run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm. phones, mm-hmm. life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm.
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider. provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-476-5281. That's 800-476-5281.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-476-5281.
Write it down.
800-476-5281.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551. Excuse me. 844-551-8255. Glad you guys are hanging in there. So, I want to talk a little bit about Donald Trump, his performance, and I want to begin by saying this. I can't stand these so-called conservatives. And I'll use an example with Judge Moore. So Judge Moore is under fire because of 40-year-old allegations that he's, you know, tried to date some young girl. Now, it's come up because he's gained momentum and the left doesn't like it. So the, I think, establishment Republicans, the same way they took down Herman Cain, are trying to take down Judge Moore. And it's amazing how fast the list of what I call leftist Republicans jumped on the I can't support Roy Moore campaign before the dust even settled. I'm amazed at how fast that occurred. It's disturbing. And what it does is it outs people immediately. Not to mention the Washington Post, who says, well, we had allegations. Really? So I did allegations. I said, well, Jeff Bezos years ago molested 40 women. And they will be coming forth at a later time. One of them, by the way, was a Guatemalan midget. And, you know, refute that, Jeff Bezos. How long? What is the statute of limitations on people's lives? Now, I'm not saying that if he did it, it wouldn't have been wrong necessarily. But I'm saying, what's the statute of limitations? And when is the statute of limitations for you to bring it up? See, this is another hit list thing that just really pisses me off, to be honest with you. And immediately, so-called conservatives, oh, well, I've got it suspect. With everything that we've learned about the fake media, fake news, created news, what they will do to manipulate elections and then point the finger over somewhere else, and you want to fall for this? Look, if you're listening to this program, you probably didn't. But you know people who did.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that or do that.
What? Let me tell you. I heard Kellyanne say something similar to that. Kellyanne Conway. I get it. People want to say, you know, have those types of reactions. But here's what I say to them. What your first thing that should come out of your mouth is, these allegations are likely fake news. They're likely false. So I'm not buying into it. You can buy into it, but I'm not going to. I know how the media operates. I know how the left operates, and so does the rest of America. You have a guy who's relatively, I mean, he's a religious guy. And some would even call him sanctimonious. Why do you think they want to destroy him? Because he represents everything that they hate.
He represents a guy who's lived his life on the up and up, played by the rules, and they're, oh, look at him breaking the rules. The left breaks the rules every day. And you know what? Here's the second part of my equation. If he did date a younger girl at whatever age, I'm not, Jerry Seinfeld did it, nobody said a word. He when he was 38 years old, dated a 17-year-old girl. Nobody blinked an eye. She was hot. She was beautiful. Beautiful Jewish girl. Nobody blinked an eye. Don't ask me why. Because he's Seinfeld? You know, oh, she's my companion. Okay, great. So, in other words, look, I'm not going to get into whether Jerry Seinfeld was involved with her or it was just, you know what, when she turns 18, she's legal. I like her. I wanted her to know, blah, blah, blah. It's not the strangest thing to see somebody that age date somebody that age. He's more than double her age. But when she becomes 18, she's legal. Now, the fact of the matter is, that's a big age gap. I think it's strange that Seinfeld wouldn't find someone in her he's 38. Find somebody 28 to 32, somewhere along that line. There's some beautiful girls out there. He's Seinfeld. But what bugs me is that nobody said a word about that. He wasn't running for president. He wasn't running for office. He wasn't running for senator. But that doesn't matter. The reaction should be the same. And what's really interesting to me is that we are so quick to throw people under the, oh, well, if he did that, he's supposed to be a religious guy. No, he's a guy. And you don't know that he did it. But even if he did, it doesn't make him wrong. It may have been the same circumstances that you'd be willing to overlook it. You've overlooked more in your lives. You know you have. I mean, we don't know. There are very mature. I've met 17, 18-year-old girls who are very mature. Or you would say, why would a 38-year-old guy want to? Because she's not in a 17-year-old soul. You know what I'm saying? You've met these people. You've met young people that you go, that kid. I know a little boy who always wears a hat my grandfather used to wear. You never forget this little kid. And he liked big band music. And he talked with a bit of a swagger. And he knew all the old films of Bing Crosby and Bob Hope and others. I'm talking about to the point where you were like, how do you know that? How do you know that reference? How do you know this ship? It was like he was born in another time because this kid had all of the intellect and all of the swagger, all of the feel of a 50-year-old dude that was part of the Rat Pack. And he acted like him. And I thought to myself, what a cool cat, man. Because he was. So you know that kid's not, he's an anachronism. He doesn't feel comfortable in this day and time. He feels comfortable wearing that hat and those old-timey suits and clothes. And that's what he wore. That's what made me, you know, look and go, hey, let me ask you something, kid. I was probably in my 30s when I met this kid. 10, 11 years old. And he knew it. It was who he was. So, look, I've seen women like that. Most girls 17 or 18 years old, let me tell you something. The average dude that's in his late 20s wants nothing to do with them. They have a whole other thing. But you meet people in your life. You might be 50 and meet somebody in their 30s who doesn't act like a 30-year-old. You get what I'm saying? I'm not excusing any of this, by the way. I'm not trying to make excuses, but here's the thing. I don't believe Roy Moore did what they said he did. I don't believe it for a second. I believe that there are people that are going after him, and they're trying to destroy a man. For what? So that they can get somebody in who will likely destroy the country. They want a Democrat in there. So we've seen the playbook of what the Democrats are going to do. We know what they're going to do. We've watched it play out with Donald Trump. And Trump won because, number one, he doesn't give a crap. And number two, you backed him. And if Roy Moore wins, and I hope he does, if Roy Moore wins, he will be showing the establishment that your tricks, your dirty tricks no longer work. He will be showing the media that your dirty tricks no longer work. And more importantly, he will set the stage for good people to run in the election cycle, to admit what they've done wrong and say, I don't care if you know it or not. That's what this country needs. we are done. We should be done with these sanctimonious leftists who commit all these heinous crimes right in front of your face. They do what they tell you right in front of their faces. Who was the latest guy? Who was it? Louis C.K. Louis C.K. says to women, "You men are bad for you," and he does his routine. Meanwhile, he gets off stage, and what's he do? He does exactly what he just told you. You know, men are terrible people. He's saying what he is, and he's doing it because it gives him a gauntlet of protection. So I want to go back to these so-called conservatives. We've allowed these never-Trumpers, these so-called conservatives, to be comfortable. And for me, they're like the climate change boneheads. See, the fact is, there's no such thing as man-made climate change of any significance. If you get outside of your stupid cities, you'll see that. The majority of the world is not having any problem with air quality. It's just weather. And despite proof, folks, that Donald Trump is a rock star, the anti-Trump, the never-Trumpsters, remain in denial. They see it. They've watched this economy bloom. They've watched all the things that have happened in America and abroad because of Donald Trump happened, beginning with Carrier, that Barack Obama said the man needed a magic wand, and on through to getting NATO back in line and paying their bills. The impact of Trump is being felt in Japan. Their GDP for the first time in 7 years was positive. You think that was because of Obama? No. It's because of Donald Trump. So you got all this Trump effect. You've got low unemployment. We even have people coming up, "That's not Donald Trump." Barbara Streisand tweet, "That's not Trump. That's remnants of Obama." Yeah, really. Said, who believes that? Given everything that Donald Trump has talked about with companies, let me tell you, that Foxconn building a big facility in the Northwest, I think in the Wisconsin area. We got all these different companies coming in and saying, the only reason why I'm here is because of Trump. And you got never Trumpers. More on them when I come back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, where we are pro-Trump. I'm not pro everything Trump does. His new tax plan, I think Ted Cruz is right. I think Donald Trump's tax plan cannot penalize the states, you know, with their tax base, in the sense that if you live in a state that has a tax, you can't deduct that. Now, I get why he's doing it. He's saying, no, states should not have a state income tax. I completely agree. But what Donald Trump needs to do is let the market play its run its course. If you live in a state that has a state income tax and you can't, you can only deduct it, I think, up to $10,000, meaning your home mortgage or and all the other well, I shouldn't say home mortgage, your state income taxes. I was getting something convoluted there. Your state income tax, you can only deduct up to $10,000 if I'm not mistaken. But you might have state income taxes of $30,000. I don't know what the limit might be. So you can't deduct that $20,000. So you're getting hit.
that part looks like income. But what it would do is it would incentivize states not to do that, because the states that don't have state income taxes, like Texas, for example, would benefit. Now, the problem is it could, and it you know, you got to let the market play itself out, but it could shift a lot of you would think it'll shift even more conservatives out of those states and into the other states. But let's face it, Texas needs fewer Californians and a lot more, free-thinking, say, Nevadans moving there. It needs more people escaping oppression in order to build its numbers back and make sure that it is solidly a red state, because Texas is under fire. If you haven't noticed, all of the former red states are under fire, but you don't see any dent in California, you don't see a dent in Massachusetts, you don't see a dent in New York, and so on and so forth. So maybe this is a way to do that. Or maybe it's a way to concede those states as leftist, tax and spend states, and then everybody else moves out and let the leftists have their thing. So I get both sides of the story. But my point is this. I don't agree lockstep with Donald Trump, and neither does Ted Cruz, and neither do many of you. But what I do know is what he's proposing, his heads and shoulders better than anything Barack Obama does. And as I was saying earlier to these Never Trumpers, despite proof, folks, in many instances, getting rid of Obamacare, that is a good thing. It is inspiring this economy to do more. Adjusting the tax base, particularly for business, is creating a business environment that has lowered the unemployment rate to levels we hadn't seen in a long time. Consumer confidence through the roof. And I could go on. As far as I'm concerned, if you're a Never Trumper, you are an Obama lover. After 8 years of Obama, Trump's election was immediate fresh air. He lived up to almost every promise that he made during the campaign, but the complaint of the boneheads is he doesn't act presidential. Oh, I don't give a crap. So what, he doesn't act presidential? He performs presidential. Unlike Barack Obama, who acted presidential, Barack Obama didn't know how to perform presidential. Great. He put on a suit. He looked around, looked sophisticated. Said all the right thing. Yeah, we're going to do something over here that's a little bit crazy, and then we're going to be crazy over here. And everybody's going to love me because I'm black president. Yeah, there you go. And left is, oh, my God, he's amazing. Yeah, he's so amazing that everything that Donald Trump is fixing was the remnants of Barack Obama and hardly a peep out of any of these morons. Instead, they attack. Let me tell you, there's this thing called the Trump jinx that I've been talking about. And if you mess with Donald Trump, it doesn't go well. It seems that most of the anti-Trumpers find their fortunes lessened along with their career prospects. And a good example, and I know we've been using this guy a lot as a whipping boy, but it's true. Harvey Weinstein. I mean, look at what happened to this guy. His career is, as he knew it, is over. The very thing that the left tried to tie around the neck of then presidential candidate Donald Trump boomeranged to bite Weinstein in his big Jewish butt cheeks. And, you know, oh, Donald Trump he reached over to talk about grabbing women by the butt. Donald Trump said truth. You may not like that truth, but the fact of the matter is, folks, look, let me tell you something. I've been around enough athletes and entertainers and have had my stint in being a little bigger than the norm. And I'm going to tell you something. Donald Trump didn't lie when he said there are women who will let you do anything to them just to be in your presence. Now, I'm going to tell you, my little career in the martial arts and other things, nothing in comparison to what I've seen with my own eyes with my professional basketball, my professional football friends, my professional track buddies, and my professional fighter buddies, and, you know, of this day. There is nothing you can tell me about women that would shock me with respect to these people. Nothing. So Donald Trump's comments were benign in comparison. It's unbelievable. But so what's interesting is how it's biting Hollywood. It's biting Louis C.K. You know, Louis C.K. hasn't helped Hollywood or women. We called him a sexual predator in feminist skin. He got a lot of attention from feminists for his pro-women stance in his comedy material. I mentioned this earlier. He sought to tackle the difficult subjects like rape and violence towards women in his stand-up act. And as I said, it did nothing except to provide cover for what Louis C.K. was doing. Don't be surprised to learn that Weinstein was donating to a bunch of women's organizations, you know, to help battered women and women of rape and women of whatever. Because that's what they do. They will show you, unlike us, where we say, oh, my sister was a victim or my mother was a victim and we donate. These guys donate to appease their guilt. That's why they, Kevin, I don't understand why you don't want our help. You know, we're trying to help black people because I don't want your hurt that goes with it. Louis C.K., in his HBO special, he said, how do women still go out with guys when you consider the fact that there's no greater threat to women than men? We're the number one threat to women, globally and historically. We're the number one cause of injury and mayhem to women. We're the worst thing that ever happens to them. What a beautiful thing to say. To let the feminist propaganda, let them buy into this nonsense. Yeah, what a great thing to say. So, wouldn't it be a thing to say, you know, when men have been the victims of treachery, it's generally women that do it. It's generally the women that are close to them, like Samson. Delilah, what did she do to Samson? She cut off his locks of hair. CK didn't care about women. He abused women. And what he did is he showed that the vagina heads have zero credibility. Ashley Judd and many others that allowed the Weinsteins and the CKs, the Louis CKs, to have their way with them, sacrificed many subsequent women on the altar of the casting couch. And ironically, the credibility of the women's movement is still higher than that of the media. They attacked Trump with fake news. But instead of running, President Trump called them out on it. Now, all the so-called media outlets are considered fake news and they're bleeding red ink. Without bonehead billionaires like Jeff Bezos popping up, for example, the Washington Post, these guys would be deader than disco. And what about the NFL? I'm talking about the Trump jinx right now, folks, for those of you who are wondering, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Week after week, the NFL ratings drop. Biggest drops occurred after the president called the league out for letting players take a knee. And so the Trump jinx ran roughshod over the league. But the NFL isn't alone. ESPN moved from sports to social justice years ago, and the Trump jinx hit them as well. Breitbart reported that ESPN had lost 15,000 subscribers a day in October. And for those of you doing the math, that's 480,000 subscribers for the month. Now, you better know, there's some frowns on the faces of those ESPN executives. 15,000 subscribers per day. So what are the results? Layoffs. While President Trump is revitalizing most of American industry, he can't save some companies from themselves. So Sports Illustrated reported that ESPN's got a massive layoff planned. Yeah, they were briefed on these plans, and they're saying it's going to hit ESPN's front-facing talent on the television side, producers, executives, digital and technology staffers. Multiple ESPN employees said that it's tense around there. They asked, how are the people feeling? And they said they're feeling queasy. So like Hollywood and the media, ESPN is going to figure out that the Trump's jinx is real because it is the representative feelings of the American people. This isn't about Trump. This is for them to get their acts together.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.